So the passage I read from 1 Samuel is a special verse. Took place during the dark days of the judges in Israel's history, when the Israelites would rebel and God would bring up wicked kings to suppress them. Then God would raise up a judge to help deliver them. But at the end of the book of Judges, which shares that cycle over and over, telling phrases, the last verse of Judges, in those days there was no king in Israel, and everyone did what was right in his own eyes. No physical king, but more importantly, no king God. They were rebelling. And so the judges, and along comes Samuel, who is a bright spot in the midst of the darkness of the judges. When God wanted to rule as a theocracy, then that eventually led to Israel. We want a king like the other nations. We want to be like everybody else. And so along came Saul and David and, of course, the monarchy, and you know the history. But this family, Elkanah and his barren wife, Hannah, were from Ramah, which is just north of Jerusalem. And just a couple of those verses there in 1 Samuel 1, as the whole book gets introduced, in verse 11, then she made a vow, Elkanah, O Lord, she's barren, of Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affection of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give me your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life. And so Samuel means asked of God or name of God. And when he was weaned, she went up to Eli, the high priest that was supposed to be the religious leader. And she says she wanted to lend him to the Lord. For this child I prayed, verse 27, and the Lord has granted me my petition, the blessing of children. Just right there. Think about that in our culture today. The blessing of children. Granted me my petition, which I asked of him, and therefore I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent or granted to the Lord. So they, the family, worshiped the Lord together. And the result then, at the end of verse 11, that finished what I read, they went back home, Elkanah and Hannah, but Samuel stayed and served the Lord permanently in the house of the Lord there at Shiloh, and early where the house of meeting was before, obviously, the temple. But then in chapter 2, verse 1, Hannah's prayer, what a great model. And that's something that we, as church folks, as family members, as parents, should just capture what is most important. Just the first couple of verses, listen how Hannah prayed. She was barren. Think of other barren women in the Bible, and back then, a real curse. And then, of course, looking forward to the Virgin Mary giving birth to our Savior. But the idea of, here's this precious gift, but yet she's willing to give her son, as it were, to the Lord. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn, my strength, that's a poetic device for my strength is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. There is none holy like the Lord, for there is none beside you, nor is there any rock like our God. The strength, our foundation, ought to be in God. He should be central in all our lives. And so today we're here to celebrate the dedication of two precious little kids. And actually I'll ask the family to come on up. All of you come on up. I'll introduce you when you get here, but Matt and Bailey are the proud parents, but we have lots of other suspects and troublemakers coming up. But tell me, we'll take raffles on getting to squeeze these cheeks later. The lane. But Matt and Bailey, this is Matt, this is Bailey, and this is Adeline Elizabeth, or Addie, in a pretty little dress and boots. Are you 3 years old? She's three. And Lane Matthew, you're 6 months. He's looking at me. But then we have Bailey's, the grandparents of the kids, but Bailey's folks, Scott and Dina Isgard, Issachar, and I was privileged to do their wedding out at the house, and it's a barn. Yeah, not yours. Yeah, your house, their wedding. Is your barn still nice? Okay. All right. Well, then the great grandparents, where are they? They're down there. We know them. Then we have godparents, which Aunt Janan and Matt Wakefield, and they are the godparents for Addie. And then Christine Christensen is, where's Aunt, another aunt? She is going to be the godparent for little Lane. So we got the whole group. Actually, why don't you? Let's see. Let me move over here. I want to give you room for when you sing. Now, let me read just a couple scriptures, and just this is a little bit of a ceremony, just a special time. Psalm 127, unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves. Sons are a heritage from the Lord, children a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are sons born in one's mouth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their enemies in the gate. The blessing of children, a quiver full. In Mark chapter 10, beginning in verse 13, people were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms and put his hands on them and blessed them. So that childlike faith, a picture of trusting in our heavenly Father, but parents for Addie and Lane. Friends, the family is a divine institution, God ordained from the beginning of human history. Children are a heritage of the Lord, committed by him to their parents for care, protection, and training for his glory. It is important that all parents recognize the sacred obligation and their responsibility to God in this matter. And we honor these parents for their desire to do so today. Moses' mother, Jochebed, put her son in God's hand when she set him afloat in the Nile to preserve his life. Samuel's mother, Hannah, that we read about, recognized that her child was the Lord's when she brought him to Eli, the high priest, to be raised. And Joseph and Mary, in keeping with the law, also brought their infant Jesus to the temple to be consecrated to the Lord. Now, Matt and Bailey, recognizing the sacredness of their responsibility, bring back to the Lord the treasure which he has entrusted to them. In so doing, they publicly acknowledge their responsibility for the nurture and admonition of these children in the day in the ways of righteousness and godliness. So Matt and Bailey, do you solemnly promise before God and these witnesses that with God's help and guidance, you will undertake to bring these little ones to come to know Jesus Christ as Savior and serve him as Lord, making use of all the helps God has given you in the family and in the church? If so, we do. Got to answer together. So, and would you just repeat after me a prayer? And we did this at your wedding. I'll try to keep it short. So just repeat. And just let's pray. And Matt and Bailey, Lord, we thank you for these children you have given us. We willingly and gratefully give them back to you, dedicating them to your glory and service. We solemnly promise before you in this congregation that with your help and guidance, we will both model and teach God's word to them. We will seek to introduce them to Christ, and we will pray faithfully for them Heavenly Father, we trust you with these, our precious children. In Christ's name, amen. Good job, guys. I put them on the spot. There was no rehearsal for this. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we ask that you give wisdom and grace to Matt and Bailey as they face the challenges of parenting. Provide for all their needs as they serve you in this important ministry. We pray for Addie and Lane. As they grow up, we pray that they will know and love you and develop into godly servants in whom you can be glorified. For Christ's sake, amen. Let's see, where's Addie? Oh, there she is. Let me come over here next to me. Will you stand right here next to me? All right, little Lane. All right. Now, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I present these children, Addie and Lane, to you, to your protection, and to your saving and sanctifying grace. Okay. He's kissing my hand. I get a squeeze. So, all right, now it's your turn, congregation. Do you solemnly promise before God and one another that with God's help and guidance, you will support these parents with your prayers as they seek to fulfill their responsibilities to this child? And do you promise to assist them by providing encouragement, counsel, and ministries to guide them in the ways of godliness as an extended church family down here in Colorado from up in Wyoming? If so, we do. Do you mean it? All right, and we have all the family and the godparents and aunts and uncles. One more scripture. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The scripture's clear that those who raise their children in obedience to God and in righteousness carry forth a great legacy into future generations. King David of Israel was grandson of Obed and Ruth, and the great grandson of Ruth and Boaz, sterling examples of trust and faith. The gospel writers are careful to record the genealogy of our Lord because he was influenced by his parents' forebears. The apostle Paul commended Lois, the grandmother of his disciple Timothy, for the faith she transmitted. Family members, including godparents, by your presence and example, you can influence subsequent generations for righteousness in this precious family. So do you acknowledge before Christ and his church that you desire to live as God, an example of righteousness and faith to these children? If so, we do. All right. Thank you all. This... Can I squeeze your cheeks too? Anyway, you guys can go sit down. But thank you for sharing that. What precious kid. That's Matt, you want to sing? And just by way, this time of year, Advent, of course, the songs, if you notice, this are songs, just what child is this? And remembering, of course, the birth of baby Jesus. Parents, Jesus, our Savior, born, and Mary and Joseph going through the dedication process of good Jewish children under the law. And right after, very appropriately, Don and Kate reading right before the Annunciation to Mary and Elizabeth and the cousins, and just the whole joy of childbearing, especially for someone like Mary, who was a virgin, who found herself with child from the Holy Spirit. Listen to this. It's called the Magnificat. Just listen to what a mother says, you know, ultimately about her child and, of course, our Savior. But in Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse 46, and Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord." Once again, very God-centered. "And my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior. For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth, all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him, from generation to generation, For he has shown strength with his arm, that he scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever. God speaking this time of year through the weak, the lowly, the child. And so these precious children, what a blessing from the Lord. And the importance of Matt and Bailey, just as parents and the family in the direct orbit, church family, we from afar praying for them, great grandma and grandpa, just, and we expect updates on the kids. And I'm sure Kay will have pictures. But what God does with the lowly, putting down the proud, the sinful, but the salvation that came in that ultimate child, the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for Matt and Bailey and the rest of the family. What a precious gift. And Addie and Lane, what precious, beautiful little children. And just help them in the important vocation of raising their children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Bless them, bless the entire family, and bless this church family for Jesus' sake. In his name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. So,